Well, how are you after the 0-4 start?
It could be better. It could be a whole lot better. A whole lot. It's tough. I'm not accustomed to this, but we've got to keep on loading the wagon and hopefully get this thing turned.
What's been the biggest adjustment or biggest change you've seen in coaching the NFL now versus when you did it before?
I think the biggest change is, for me, it's been the zone blitzes that are occurring in the league now. There's a lot of blitzing going on, and everybody is trying to. I think the theme is we'll get to your quarterback before you can get the ball out or get it to where you want to get it. And so that's been a big change.
What are your feelings personally? Now there are seven on the fact there are seven black head coaches in the NFL now.
I think it's good. I feel very good about that. I think, of course, working in the league office for a number of years, I had an opportunity to be around the commissioner, so I knew what he wanted to get done and how he wanted to get it done. So, and it's come about to where we're getting more minorities involved in the head coaching profession, and I think it's a wonderful thing for us, and there's still a lot of work to be done, but we're on the right track.
What were your expectations coming into this this year? I mean, did you think it would be a rebuilding type of year? I'm sure you didn't expect the 0-4, but what did you expect coming into the year?
I expected to come in here and grasp this thing. I knew it wasn't going to be easy. There's a reason why I'm here. I'm here because the team and the organization needed some help, needed to go in a different direction. So I'm trying to get that done. I expected more than what we've had so far, but I still feel our team is, they're working hard, they're trying to get things done, and we're just going to keep on loading that wagon.
What do you think your biggest deficiency is right now? Why do you think you're 0-4?
Well, I think we're 0-4 because we have to learn. We have to learn to finish things. One of the biggest things that we haven't done is finish games. We get a lead. We've got the lead the last two games, two winnable games, and we got the lead and we did not finish the game. It's like we're waiting for something to happen, something bad to happen, and of course it did happen. And you got to take care of the ball. You can't turn the ball over like we've done the last couple of weeks and then expect to win. And of course, stopping the running game is important too. We got to be able to stop the defense, and our defense got to get off the field on third downs.
How disappointing was it for you to hear about the Randy Moss comments a week ago or so about how much your team cares individually, and did you address that with him?
No, I didn't address it because I didn't feel I have to, because I think I know this team well enough to know that he was not speaking for the vast majority of this football team. I think it was disappointing for him to say that, and I think the players are disappointed that he said that, because as I said, I got a good feel for this football team, and I would venture to say 98% of this football team does not feel that way.
At this point, where do you go from here at 0-4? What are your goals? You kind of readjust your goals, and how do you kind of go forth towards the next 12 games?
Well, we just got to play as a team. We're not playing. Early in the year, I thought our defense was playing well enough for us to win, and our special teams were doing good things. Now, all of a sudden, we're not doing that with our special teams and our defense. And our offense is trying to get things turned up and turned right. So the key thing for us is to play well. If we play well, then we'll eventually get some victories. But we got to play well for 60 minutes in a football game and not be inconsistent like we have been.
Art, have you had any second thoughts about coming back into coaching?
No, I haven't. As a matter of fact, I saw the commissioner the other day before the 49er game, and he asked that same question. I don't have any second thoughts about it. I felt that at the time the organization needed me, and I wanted to come here because this was my team, and I felt I needed somebody needed to be there to try to get some direction as to how this thing is supposed to be done and how we got to get there. And I knew it wasn't going to be easy, but you know, we're going to be okay.
What's your quarterback situation this week and going forward? Is Aaron going to be the starter when he gets healthy?
Right now, you know, I'm more concerned about right now. Aaron is a couple of weeks away from here right now. He threw something the other day, but not with the velocity that he's looking for and what we're looking for. And right now, Andrew, the young kid, has to continue to play for us. I thought he played well in the first half of the game Sunday, but then he made a couple of mistakes in the second half, and things kind of snowballed on us.
Lovey Smith and Tony Dungy are coaching undefeated teams. What would it mean to the cause of minority coaches if one of them or another minority coach won the Super Bowl?
I think it would be great. It'd be great for the game for the game of sport and for the game of football overall. I think it'd be a great thing. I think what Doug Williams did when he won the Super Bowl with the Washington Redskins was great for football. I mean, it means that you show that people can get it done if given an opportunity. So I'm very happy for those guys and what they're doing right now.
Art, what do you need to see from Porter before you put him back on the field?
Well, I just got to. He's working. I have no problem with that. He's doing what he's being asked to do, and that's all I can ask. And if I feel that I need to put him on the roster on game day, then I will do that.
Do you consider him one of your best 45 guys right now?
Yeah, he's one of 45 guys, so he's one of the best 45, yes. 45, 46, 47, we got 53 guys, so he's on the team.
But does he need to do something else before you activate him and put him in?
No. The decision is the coach's decision.
Art, how difficult has the transition back to coaching been for Tom Walsh?
Not as difficult as some people are making it. This game is about, it's about execution. It's not about the scheme. The schemes are important, but you got to have players to make the schemes work. But Tom has done pretty good, I think. I really believe he's done well, and he's trying to do everything he can to give our players a chance to be successful.
Art, as a former player and now coach, can you describe a little bit the Broncos-Raiders rivalry?
Well, it's always been that way for years. I came here in 68, and it's always been a big rivalry. Every time we played the Broncos, the day after the game, you know, you're always sore as hell because it was a hard-fought game, a very physical game, and that has not changed. The fans get really involved in it. I think Denver has wonderful fans, as do the Raiders, and I think it's